If your kids are constantly arguing, you're not going to want to miss today's episode where I am sharing a parenting tool that I've started using with my kids on the regular, and it is so helpful. Let's get into it. Hey friend, welcome back to Raised Resilient and to another one of my Parenting Reflections episodes where I share a little story or piece of my own real life parenting so that you can hopefully take my wins and make them your wins and take my challenges and feel so validated and not alone. But before we jump into this week's episode, I just wanted to remind you that if you are struggling with your highly sensitive child, if you're dealing with aggressive behaviors, constant meltdowns over the tiniest things, if you feel like you're walking on eggshells and your entire family dynamic is ruled by your highly sensitive child's big emotions, let's talk. Because these are the problems I help my clients in my Chaos to Connection program solve literally daily. This is what we do in this program. And so if you are struggling, it does not have to be this hard. I promise you that. And I think a lot of us think that when our highly sensitive child is struggling, that that's an individual problem and we need to pursue individual solutions to help our child with that problem. But what I have found in working with these kids and these families over and over and over is that when a highly sensitive child is struggling, especially with big emotions and behaviors at home, it is not an individual problem. It is a family dynamic problem, and that is how we have to solve it. And I can show you exactly how to do that because I know that probably sounds really complicated, but I promise you it's not. And my clients are able to do things like completely stop the meltdowns and aggressive behaviors and regain a sense of actual peace in their homes and stop walking on eggshells and be able to go out and do things as a family. My clients are able to get these kinds of wins in as little as 8 weeks. So if you are struggling, book a free call with me and let's talk about what's going on. And if my program is the next right step for your family, I will let you know and I will invite you in. And if not, I am going to point you in the right direction. So either way, this is going to be one of the best 45 minutes you could spend working on your parenting. And I cannot wait to talk to you. So go to raisedresilient.com/breakthrough and schedule your call today because it does not have to be this hard. And I can help you break out of these patterns that I know are causing not only you and not only your child, but your entire family so much stress. Again, that's raisedresilient.com/breakthrough. And you can, of course, also find that link in the show notes. And if none of the times that you see work for you, just email me, Dr. Hillary, DrHillary, at raisedresilient.com. If none of the times work for you, we'll find something that does. Okay, so let me tell you about my evening on Tuesday. It was not good, okay? It was not good. Okay, let me set the stage actually first. So my boys both play soccer and my oldest is on a more competitive team. And so they practice 3 nights a week. And then my 6-year-old practices 1 night a week. And so between the two of them, 4 nights out of our 5 school days, they have soccer at 6 o'clock and they don't even get home from school until 4:15. And so it is a struggle for me to get dinner on the table. Like I have to have it on the table by 5 or we don't have enough time to actually eat and then get out the door. But I really care about having dinner as a family because it's something I grew up with that I really appreciated. And sometimes it's the only time that all 5 of us actually sit down together is family dinner. Because breakfast, a lot of times we're coming and going and doing different things. So family dinners are really important. And so if I just were to say, oh, whatever, we'll just pick up food after soccer 4 nights a week, we would be losing out on more than half the week of having dinner together. So all that to say, I was committed to getting dinner on the table at 5. And so this particular Tuesday, I had everything ready ahead of time. I mean, I was on it. And I finally got dinner on the table at 5. Meanwhile, my 6-year-old had gone out into the woods behind our house and he didn't ask and he just kind of went. And this is something I let my kids do, but usually they let me know first and he had just gone. My husband was on a call with his boss's boss, so not something he could get out of. And so he didn't come down for dinner. And so here I am with dinner on the table and it's just me and my 3-year-old. And so I sent my 9-year-old, who did come down to dinner, I sent him out to find his brother. I said, can you just go get your brother and bring him in for dinner? Which should be a simple task, right? That should be doable. Just like walk outside, stand in the backyard and call your brother. And if he doesn't hear you, maybe walk 10 feet into the woods and see if you see him, because he didn't go far. So that should be simple, but it was not simple. And if you have multiple kids who argue a lot, you understand how little things that should be simple often are not. And they end up in these massive arguments over the littlest things. And this is how it goes with siblings, right? They argue over things that we feel like should not be a big deal. And yet they blow up into these back and forth screaming arguments, or at least that's what happens in my house. Now, from a perspective standpoint, we can look at sibling conflict as very, very, very normal. Okay, these are kids with still developing brains. They do not yet have the skills they need to navigate conflict in a healthy way. And so when they're interacting with their siblings, this is a very easy place for them to practice navigating and resolving conflict. So we don't need to get rid of sibling conflict. We don't need to stop it. We don't need to get upset. We're not doing parenting wrong if our kids are fighting with each other, okay? But we also do need to be doing a few really important things. And I'm gonna get into that in a minute. But let me finish my story about what happened on Tuesday night. So my boys come in from outside and they are screaming at each other. They are just yelling back and forth. And I am sitting at the dinner table with this meal that I have made, and I've got all three kids by myself because, again, my husband was stuck on a work call, and I was just so frustrated. Definitely started having a lot of unhelpful thoughts, like, all this work and this is how you thank me. I have dinner ready for your soccer practice, and you're coming in here with all this fighting and yelling and just like, why? Why can't we just have a nice dinner? But thankfully, I was able to ground myself enough to take some deep breaths and not lose my cool in this moment and remember a tool that I have used with my kids in many different moments of sibling conflict that has become really, really helpful in our family. Now, remember, at this point, my kids are literally still yelling back and forth. We're sitting at the dinner table at this point, but they're yelling back and forth. Well, you did this. No, I didn't do that. You did this. And then I didn't like it. And, you know, going back and forth like they do. And so I said, okay, I hear that there are some really big feelings at this table. I can feel it. I know you're both really upset. Do you guys want to play the perspective game? And they both instantly stopped yelling at each other and were like, yes. Now, I know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking, part of you is like, ooh, I want to know about this game. What is this game that she's talking about? And another part of you might be like, yeah, that would never work with my kids. My kids would just keep screaming at each other. I hear you. And when I say my kids were screaming across the table, I really mean that they were screaming. And yet when I gave them this game, it was like a lifeline for them for what they needed in that moment. When I gave them that opportunity, they jumped at it. And I'm gonna share what this game is and why it works, because I promise you, it has been so powerful. It's probably the most powerful tool I've used with my kids in these moments of conflict. So the perspective game is really, really, really simple, like almost too simple. It is so easy to play. There's only one rule, and that is that each person gets to share their perspective and nobody else gets to interrupt. That's it. That's all there is to this game. There's no solving. There's no then we apologize. Now, sometimes some of that happens organically after we play this game, but that is not the purpose of the game. The game is literally just you getting a chance to share your perspective. And y'all, literally every time I have offered this to my children, they take me up on it like it is water and they are just like dying of thirst. I'm not kidding. But here's why I think that happens. Here's the thing. When our kids are arguing with each other, it is not our job to come in and solve their problems for them. But that's what we do, right? We come into the situation, we take a side. We don't even mean to, but we see one kid hitting the other and we're like, why are you hitting your brother again? You always do this. Stop it. We come in and we referee, and that's exhausting. And it doesn't meet your kids' needs, okay? When you come in as a referee and you solve their problems for them, it does not meet the needs they have in that moment. When your kids are arguing with each other, they need three things. One, they need to feel safe. Two, they need to feel seen and heard. And three, they need the space to problem solve on their own. Now, we might need to be working on some problem solving skills outside of the moment, but in the moment, they need our faith in them that they are capable of solving these problems on their own. Our belief that they are good problem solvers and they can figure this out. Now, the safety piece, obviously, if your kids are hitting each other or physically hurting each other, you've got to stop that. You've got to separate them. Now, in this case, on this particular Tuesday, my kids definitely do sometimes get physical with each other, but they weren't, right? They were just yelling. But so let's say that your kids are just verbally arguing with each other. How do you help them feel safe? You help them feel safe when you step in, not as a referee, but as a safe person who sees both kids and sees their goodness, even through the argument. And the idea inherent in the perspective game is that I am holding space for both perspectives as valid and meaningful. And so because our kids don't need us to solve their problems for them and they don't need us to come up with a solution, what they really need is the space to be seen and heard and to feel safe. The perspective game accomplishes all three because suddenly I'm coming in as a safe adult with a structure that allows both of them to be heard. So they both wanted to go first. And I said, all right, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. You're both going to guess, and the one who's closest is going to get to go first. And you might feel upset and you might feel disappointed if your number is not closest. And just go ahead and feel into what that might feel like, because we're not going to get anywhere if we fight again over who gets to go first. So I have a number in my head. You can both guess, and then we'll move forward. And so my 6-year-old guessed closest to the number, and he went ahead and had his turn. And we just listened to him. And then my oldest got to take his turn, and he recounted his perspective, but something really interesting happened. He then was like, you know, I might have gone a little too far when I did X. And you could see my youngest like take that in and recognize that his brother was acknowledging something that could have shifted in his own behavior. And that felt so good and so validating to my 6-year-old. You could just see it. Now, that doesn't always happen, okay? Sometimes they just share their perspective and then we move on. And that's okay. There's not like a goal in this game to get it to go a certain way. But what happens when your kids are able to share their perspective, not only are they getting the safe space to feel seen and heard fully in how they experienced that moment, but they're also getting practice listening to someone else's perspective. And that is so powerful. It's so helpful. Even in adult conflict, how often do you find, maybe when you're having a conflict with your partner, that you're just scrambling in whatever way you can to get heard? If we could do this in our adult conversations, how much better would it feel for us to be able to really truly share what it is that we experienced from that moment? Because there truly are two sides to every story. And we don't usually get to hear that because we're so busy screaming back and forth and waiting for our turn to talk that we don't ever get a chance to just express that. And so again, I think the reason this has worked so well for my kids is because, again, it gives them that lifeline to be able to feel heard and to be able to express their truth in a hard moment when without this structure, they find that they really can't because they're just yelling back and forth and they're not really listening to each other. I originally introduced this game in a conflict I was having with my oldest child. And it was over something, I don't even remember what it was, but it was something where I felt disrespected. Like he was not throwing his clothes in the hamper. He was just leaving them on the floor. And then when it was time to do laundry, I didn't have all the dirty clothes and it was making more work for me. And I was really feeling frustrated by that. And then of course he had his perspective on it. I'm tired. I don't want to do it. I'll do it later. And so I said, you know, I have an idea. Let's play a game. And then I explained to him how the perspective game works. And so in that moment, he listened to my perspective and I listened to his. And after he listened to my perspective, he said, oh, wow, I could really see how that would feel like I'm being disrespectful. I'm sorry. So in that moment, I was not activated. I was frustrated, but I was handling it and regulating it so it wasn't coming out at him. And I was calm and I was able to access that regulated nervous system. So he felt safe listening and playing this game. And it was so helpful for him that one day when we were walking to school and him and his brother started to argue, I suggested the game and he was like, oh yeah, we got to play this game. It's so cool. Me and mom played it. And it was so helpful. So if you're going to introduce this game to your kids, you could do it like that, where if you're having a moment where you see things differently than one of your kids and you could just introduce it to one child at a time or introduce it to both of them separately, Or you could make it a real game and maybe you watch a movie or a TV show together and then you practice each of you taking a different character's perspective. And so you introduce the idea that way. There's lots of different ways to do this. You could absolutely try to just pull it out in the moment. But if your kids are not receptive to it immediately or if they're resistant to the idea in the heat of the moment, you might want to try one of these other ways of introducing it outside the moment so that it's something you can access in the moment when emotions are higher. But I am telling you, it has been such a powerful thing for my family. And it's something that, again, my kids have never turned it down when I've suggested it. So there you go. Hopefully that is a tool that you can start to use in your own family if you have multiple kids. And if you don't have multiple kids, this is something you could do with just you and your child. This is something you could do with your partner. If this is something you could do with your partner when you're disagreeing in front of your child to model healthy perspective taking. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that my story helped you have a little tool in your toolbox that you can pull out next time your kids are arguing and you feel like you want to pull your hair out. So that wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.